T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Daryl, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. I'm glad we finally get to talk about a football game.
That's right. Indeed. Well, we could talk about the watch for a little longer if you want. I mean, Peter King did bring it up. The defense, Dustin was talking about this. He thought they did not play well last week. I agree with him. I thought they didn't play well. We thought this defensive line would be dominant, and they probably will be, but they weren't week one. What do you make of that, Daryl?
Yeah, I know the stats say they had 4 sacks. Myles Garrett had 2 of them, but they just, considering the Titans were missing 2 of their starting offensive linemen, the pressure on Marcus Mariota just wasn't consistently there. You know, Olivier Vernon didn't even show up in the box score. Hopefully they, maybe found something on film. Certainly give some credit to Mike Vrabel and his coaching staff for, you know, really planning for those 4 guys up front. But one of the reasons they got Vernon from the Giants was to help open up and create additional opportunities that we didn't see against the Titans. So, right. Just all around, it was a disappointing debut in just about all 3 game, but especially to your point, Bull, defensively, it really, really was, in my opinion, a bit of a surprise that they gave up over 30 points.
Yeah. Daryl, specifically on the defense, you got a couple of injuries and issues that you're dealing with.
Yep.
Your starting safety's out. One of your starting linebackers is out. Who will replace Taylor and who will get this? So who's – and Demarius Randall. Who's going to be filling into those starting roles?
Well, at safety, Eric Murray is likely going to be called upon just to replace Demarius Randall. And then at that Sam Liker linebacker spot, which is the strong side, the rookie, Mac Wilson, is going to get the opportunity to come up and take over for Adarius Taylor when they're in that base 4-3 defense, which, as we know, that doesn't happen all that often. Even last week, I've been telling you guys throughout training camp, get ready. You're going to see a lot of that 4-2-5 combination. They actually opened up with that last week against the Titans. I'm expecting them to open up with a similar alignment this evening against the New York Jets. But, you're gonna have those 2 guys, Mac Wilson and Murray, being asked to step in for a couple of starters.
Dustin, Mac Wilson, Daryl just said there, is going to be a chance to play at least a little bit. You know, obviously not in the base package very often. Are you excited to see him play?
Yeah, I mean, guy has tremendous upside, obviously, and had a nice training camp, but still makes those rookie mistakes. You know, that's the concern, is that you put him out there. Is he going to get the assignment done? And that can be an issue with young players, but he's got so much talent. I mean, Daryl, this guy was a steal for the Browns in the 5th round, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, he had a great camp, really flashed in the preseason, making the big plays. But to your point, Dustin, the question with him is, you know, the splash plays aside, is he able to go out and consistently execute the basics that Steve Wilks and his defense require of him? And I think that that's part of the reason that they didn't rush, you know, to slide him into a starting role, and they kind of kept him in a reserve role. So that'll be something that you want to keep an eye on. But no question, the talent is there. You saw that. Now let's see how that talent is able to translate in these game situations.
Hey, Daryl, heavy hearts tonight for Chris Smith and the Browns players, as he's going to play.
He was just named one of the captains for tonight.
Yeah, and rightfully so. So, listen, these are tough deals. You know, when these tragedies happen, it's always tough. The player can do whatever he wants. You know, it's his way to grieve, and if he wants to go out and honor his girlfriend by playing, he should do that. I'm looking forward to watching him play tonight, and hopefully he has a great game. Hopefully he does. Bull, you mentioned you think he could have like a sack or something.
I think he's going to make a big play. I got a good feel. I really feel like he's going to make a huge play tonight, Daryl.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he only had 9 snaps looking at the box score last week against the Titans. He was only in for 9 snaps. He came back to practice Saturday, was a full participant. It was tough being in that locker room this week after that happened because, you know, from our standpoint, we want to be respectful of the situation and just how awfully tragic it was. But also at the same time, the show goes on. There's a game to be played on Monday night. You know, heard the stories of, you know, Wednesday morning guys coming into the facility, being told about what happened, them then basically caravanning over to Chris Smith's house to comfort and support him all day, and that continued throughout the week. And then at the same time, you know, they, from a mental standpoint, they're also trying to get themselves over what was an awful debut last week against the Tennessee Titans and get ready to play the New York Jets, who are going to be without their starting quarterback. And so instead of preparing for Sam Darnold, now it was Trevor Siemian. So this has been a difficult week from multiple perspectives for this football team, and it's going to be interesting to see how they respond. Several players saying, hey, you know, we're here for Chris. We're going to, you know, win this one for him, whether he's on the field or he is, you know, grieving with his family. He's going to be on the field or at least on the sideline tonight. You just mentioned he was named one of the captains for tonight's game, and it should be interesting to see all this adversity that they've been through in the last week, how they're able to respond.
Yeah, we'll be looking at the defensive spotlight brought to you by Ken's Park Hill Roofing. Ice buildup prevention is your best defense against winter roof damage. Ken's Park Hill Roofing. Darryl, we're going to find out. Listen, the Browns can't prove a lot tonight against a shorthanded Jets team, but I think we can find out what this team is made of. They got humiliated on the field last week when we thought they would win.
Yes, they did.
And now they've been humiliated by some of the national media all week. I think we find out tonight. There's no excuse. They should win this game. It's the NFL. Anybody could win. The Jets are at home. It's Monday night. I get all that. But there's a reason the Browns are favored by a touchdown on the road.
Yeah.
Maybe it shouldn't be this big, but it is. And they should go win this game. I think we're going to find out a little bit about this team and how tough they are and how personally that they take that loss if they can clean up what they did wrong last week and win this game.
It's as close to a must win as they've got. And I know that's a lot to say second week of the season. I tweeted this afternoon, but, you know, the circumstances being what they are, you know, the Jets also don't have their big starting linebacker, their free agent acquisition from this offseason, C.J. Mosley, who got that 5-year, $85 million contract from the Jets. He's not playing. Darnold is out. By all rights, yeah, the Browns should win this game tonight, and they should win comfortably. What I'm looking for is, because I do expect them to win, I'm looking to see what the quality of the win is, though, you know, cut down the penalties. You can't have 18 penalties and constantly shoot yourself in the foot the way they did a week ago. Can they keep their composure? We know Greg Williams, the great agitator that he is, looked at that Titans film and was smiling because you had all those personal fouls and the disqualification and unsportsmanlike conduct. He's going to be telling his guys, hey, man, give them a shove to the whistle and through the whistle because they will react. We saw it on film. So I'm interested to see how the Browns are able to maintain their composure because you know Greg Williams has this game circled on the calendar because he's salty that he's not the head coach of this football team as well.
All right, Darryl, more news we had today. In fact, within the last hour, Drew Stanton placed on IR as they bring up Elijah McGuire, which we knew that was probably going to happen with Hilliard out. And now with just D'Ernest Johnson, the only other healthy running back on the roster. But the Stanton stuff's interesting. It opens up the roster spot, but it didn't seem like he was really that banged up. Is this one a case where, you know, the Browns want to keep him around and he's got a little, you know, bumps and bruises and put you on IR to kind of keep you as a paid coach here on staff?
Yeah, and I think it's a rather smart move. I mean, some would argue that maybe Garrett Gilbert is a better option as the true backup quarterback should something happen, you know, to Baker Mayfield. So this allows them basically to stash Stanton, keep him in the building, as you alluded to, Dustin, keep him around Baker Mayfield. His influence on Mayfield from, especially behind the scenes, from a preparation standpoint, film study standpoint, and, you know, just about going about the day-to-day things of being a starting quarterback in the National Football League, you can't quantify the value that Drew Stanton has had to Mayfield behind the scenes in that regard. So pretty savvy roster manipulation here. There's a chance. You know, the new rule is you don't have to designate somebody to return from IR right away. So they still have that option, but Stanton did, I guess, get dinged up and suffer the knee injury last week. I think it was Friday he popped up on the injury report for the you know, for the first time. So they needed an extra running back, as you mentioned. Only two guys were available tonight. They bring up the former New York Jet sixth round pick in 2017, and you know, we'll see just what type of role maybe he has tonight against his former team.
We're talking with Dangerous Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. Baker Mayfield played okay for most of the game last week, and there was a disaster in the fourth quarter. What kind of Baker do you expect to see tonight, Darryl?
You know, the bright lights are on, and I am going to expect to see the best of Baker Mayfield tonight. You know, certainly the wheels came off the wagon against the Titans in that fourth quarter, the three interceptions and in four possessions. I'm expecting Baker to light it up tonight, to be perfectly honest with you. You know, Odell Beckham Jr. is returning to the Meadowlands. I know he's not playing the Giants, but hey, it's still the same stadium that he played the first portion of his career before coming to Cleveland. So I'm expecting a big, big response tonight from Six. He said it right after the game, and that it got my attention. When he said, everybody, you guys are all going to throw us in the trash after this game, and that's perfectly fine. I don't care what any of you have to say. We're going to respond to this thing, and I expect that Baker's going to go out there tonight and do just that.
All right, Darryl, what's your prediction for the game?
I'm going Brownies second week in a row. I'm 0-1 on the season, but I'm expecting to get the 500 like the Browns. I got the Browns winning this one.
You got a score for us? What do you got?
I want to make sure I'm consistent. I have Browns 24, Jets 16.
Browns 24, Jets 16.
Which Bills would, on the under.
Which would just cover. It would just be a cover. All right, Darryl. By the way, just got a Ben Roethlisberger just announced he's going to try to come back next year. Are you heartbroken that Ben Roethlisberger's out for the season?
Not in the least.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. Which teams? What team will win the AFC North?
I think the Ravens move into the driver's seat now, quite honestly. Just looking at this Browns schedule, it gets real tough here. Not until the second half of the season. I'm standing firm. I think the Browns go 10-6, but they're going to be around a 500 team for the first half of this season. So fans need to take a deep breath. After the Browns win tonight, they're at 500. I expect they're going to be around 4-4 through those first eight games and then be a strong second-half team and finish 6-2.
All right, Darryl. Good job out of you, man. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, enjoy the game tonight, guys.
All right,
thanks,
Darryl.
Buddy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.